that Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, and they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Well, guys, we need to talk about an horrific incident that actually happened at a Colorado high school. Two teachers are now injured because they were shot by a student. And the suspect is on the run. Over the past 20 plus years, ever since Columbine, we've had a problem here in this country with school shootings. And I believe that this all starts in the home. Because this doesn't seem to be happening in a lot of other countries. But we have a problem here in this country right here. Mental health is definitely an issue. Broken homes is definitely a big problem right there. And we need to figure that thing out right here. But look at this. Shooting at Colorado High School leaves two adults injured. Suspect on the run, police say. Denver Public Schools say two faculty members shot at East High School. This is crazy. This is really crazy, guys, and it's very, very concerning because it seems like we almost expect these incidents to happen, and they are happening. I mean, guys, if we can go 3 years without a school shooting, that'd be a miracle. It seems like we can't even go 1 year without at least two of these things. It's crazy. It's happened out here in Texas. It's happened everywhere. Look here. It says two faculty members were shot and wounded at a Colorado high school Wednesday, and the student allegedly responsible remains on the run, officials say. At a press conference, Denver Mayor Michael Hancock confirmed a student shot at two staff members at East High School. Paramedics were already in the building at the time because of an earlier call for a person brought to the hospital from an allergic reaction, he said, according to Denver Westworld. The police chief said faculty patted down a student that morning, found a gun, and a student allegedly shot two faculty members, KMGH-TV reported. Now, I don't know the security over there at the school. Do they pat down all students? I'm not really sure. But if they actually patted down this student right here, they found a gun. Did they not try to even retrieve the gun? Or as soon as the student realized that they were going for the gun, they found the gun. He or she, I don't know if this is a boy or a girl, decides to actually pull out the gun and start shooting. Not a lot of information here. The Denver Police Department tweeted just after 10 a.m. local time that officers were responding to a shooting at East High School Wednesday. In a follow-up tweet, the department said two adult victims have been located and transported to area hospitals. It is believed the suspect is no longer on the scene, and investigators are working to develop additional info. ATF Denver confirmed in a tweet that it was on scene. Denver Public Schools later revealed two adult faculty members had been transported to area hospitals. The school said it will be conducting a controlled release of students once the Denver Police Department allows. The district said it was working with the Regional Transportation District to increase the number of buses on the 15 line to help students get home. The district initially tweeted that a lockdown was in place and all students were in their third period classrooms. Man, I'm glad that nobody else really got hurt. It's unfortunate that these teachers got shot. But when it comes to these school shootings, we've seen that it's actually much worse than this. Thank God nobody has actually lost their life. but this is still very, very concerning. Once cleared by police, parents will be able to pick up their children at 17th and Esplanade. Students who drove will be escorted to their cars in the parking lot and can leave. Students who ride the bus will be held until their bus arrives, the district said. And it says this is breaking news. Yeah, this is concerning, guys. We have a major, major problem here in this country. Columbine, by the way, actually happened 1999. I remember it. And that was also in Colorado. I was completely in shock.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When I heard about Columbine, because we had never seen anything like that. I'm not even in shock right now. This is how crazy it is now, guys. I'm not even in shock right now that this happened. Columbine was a game changer. I guess, you know, you had students that wanted to be copycats and started doing that. It's not even a surprise anymore. It doesn't even shock the system anymore that this happened. And honestly, guys, right here on Fox, this wasn't even the super headline. It wasn't like breaking news. All the other media outlets, it wasn't breaking news. Why? Because I believe we have become immune to this kind of thing. This is something that we expect. It's still not normal. It's really not. And you know what? Maybe because nobody got killed and it was just two teachers that are injured. The rest of the media really isn't reporting on this. They should be reporting on it, but they're just not. I mean, even on Fox News, this wasn't the number one headline. The number one headline was actually the indictment of Donald Trump, which isn't going to be happening by today anyway. The grand jury, I believe, got released or something like that. But I'm pretty sure we'll do a video on that when it actually comes down the pipeline. But still, another school shooting, guys. Another school shooting. Third period. Kids can't even go to school and be safe. I said it before, guys. Pull your kids out of these schools. A lot of these schools aren't even teaching much of anything. I don't know the Denver public school system. I really don't. But government education has definitely been pushing more propaganda than education. I mean, students getting patted down. When I was in school, we never got patted down. I mean, the worst thing that ever happened when I was in school, honestly, was like around sixth period, somebody would start a fire in a trash can because they pretty much wanted to get out of school early. And then they'll have everybody run out to school, wait for the fire department, and that was it. I never had to deal with stuff like this. When I was in school back in the 90s, you went to school, nobody patted you down, nobody searched you. Because this was not a problem when I was in school. Now, I graduated in 1995, almost 30 years ago. It's hard to believe that it's been 30 years. 28 years to be technically, okay? But we live in a different era today where kids, a lot of schools actually have metal detectors. They walk through there, they get patted down like they're going to prison. We need to get the home right. We need to fix the homes. We need fathers and mothers together, married and raising their children. We can eliminate a whole bunch of this stuff, guys. No doubt about it. If we get the family structure right here in this country, all this stuff can be solved. But for some reason, we just can't. And this has become normal now. This has come to be expected now. And it shouldn't. This should not be happening. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.